Welcome to the Maker File. I'm Dale Doherty. In this edition, we visit TechShop, a community-oriented machine shop for makers opening in Menlo Park, California. I'll be talking to Jim Newton, one of the principals behind it. But first, we start with a tour of a rather empty building.
This is the plastics room, so we'll have vacuum former. You've seen the vacuum former on MythBusters. Jamie built that himself, so he's going to build one for me too. Well, I'm going to help him. We want to have injection molding in here. You know, it's not efficient, but you can do it. We want to have EDM mold making, so you can make your own actual dies for the injection molding. Again, the concept here, Tech Shop's not about efficiency, it's about being able to do the process and do it. We want to have a rotomolding station, load molding station, and these are small scale, you know, maybe even home built units, but all kinds of manners.
And this small woodworking shop, just basics, you know, band saws, a basic table saw, just if you've got to cut a piece of wood for some project. This is fabrics. So we have a heavy-duty industrial sewing machine that'll go through like 5/8 inch of stuff, leather or canvas or webbing or whatever. Embroidery machine. This is the exotics room. And this will have the Epilogue laser cutter, which did those two pieces. Yeah. And the Dimension BT ABS 3D printer. And this is like the STL plastic, which is very fragile. So now, the shop area is access is controlled with an RFID card based on if you've got active membership or not. So that'll let you in the door. $30 a day.
You heard him say that.
$100 a month or $1,000 a year.
And Jim, can give me a little bit of background about yourself.
Well, I've been hacking things and taking things apart since I was, 5 years old or so. My dad always encouraged me to take things apart, and it kind of stuck. So I've worked a lot on cars and worked on inventions for a long time. And then a couple of years ago, I started teaching a class up at the College of San Mateo in building combat robots. And I really got excited about enabling people with mills and welders, and that was pretty neat. And I sort of found my niche when I was doing that.
Mm-hmm. Now, were you involved with the MythBusters show?
Yeah, I was. I was the science advisor for season 3, so I got to build and design all kinds of crazy stuff, and that was a very fun 9 months.
How'd you get that gig?
I sort of crashed the show in a way. I was emailing with Jamie about some stuff, and managed to get my way in the first day of taping on season 3, and got invited in, and went from there.
Okay. How did Tech Shop come together as an idea?
Tech Shop sort of sprang from people would take my robotics class, and they would ask me. They would take my class once and build a robot, and then they would take it again the second time and ask me. They would say, "I don't want to build a robot again. I just want access to that fantastic shop." CSM has this huge aeronautics fabrication facility, and it was really underutilized. So they would just want to come in and use the equipment. So I, of course, let them do that. And then when I was on MythBusters, at that time I had access to the shop at CSM. I had access to the two machine shops at MythBusters, and also with a startup I was involved in. And after I sort of moved on from all those things, I didn't have access to any shops at all. So I realized that I didn't have a way to get access to this stuff either, and there were probably other people that didn't have access to it either. And so because people wanted to take my robot class to get access to that, and I sort of put everything together and thought, I need to open a place like this up.
Great. So today is your preview party, and you're walking around giving people a tour of what it might be.
That's exactly right. We have 750 people on our mailing list so far that we haven't advertised. We were at the Maker Faire, of course. That was the big introduction to the community that we were doing this project. And we had a table at the RoboGames event also. But other than that, we haven't done any advertising or marketing at all. And the word of mouth is spreading already, even though we don't have even a machine plugged in the wall yet. But people really are always asking what the status of it is. So we decided just to let them come in and see what we're doing and see the fantastic building that we have and see the smattering of equipment that we've put in so far and just let them see for themselves what we're up to.
What's the response been for people wandering around today?
You know, Rich and I had originally just planned to rent a warehouse and put some mills in there and charge admission tickets and let people come in. But the response from people, obviously we've struck a nerve. People are so excited about this. They're coming in and helping us do demolition and build out. They're helping scrape tile off the floor. They're getting covered with sweat and sheetrock dust, and they just do it because they want to see this place happen. And we've sold a lot of annual passes and monthly passes already, and so we've completely struck a complete nerve.
Right. So one of the things I get sometimes is people say, I would be more of a maker if I had a shop. Oh. And when you go back and actually read the old Popular Mechanics, Popular Science stuff, you realize these guys had shops. You know, they had tools. They had access, to machinery where they could make things. And so, you know, tech shop seems like this community-oriented space. Instead of like being out in your garage or a basement, you've got a place to work with other people.
Yeah, that's right. There's so many facets of this that go well beyond what you could have in your shop. You're right. Not only the selection of equipment and the width of different functionalities that you can have, that's one aspect of it. The training is the other aspect with all the classes that we're going to be offering. But you're right. The community is something that we really never planned on. That's the most powerful part of this whole project is this whole community that's built up around this. Even though we don't have a machine plugged in the wall yet.
Absolutely. It's pretty amazing. Yeah, I think that's kind of an almost invisible side to it that people don't see initially. They think of it, oh, it's my project and this, and all of a sudden they find they're part of a much bigger community. I feel that way about Make, you know, and even things like Maker Faire. Where did all these people come from? They're just fascinated by all this.
Yeah, you're right. The Maker Faire blew my mind. You know, you go through your life and you meet a couple of geeks here and there, but when you went to the Maker Faire and there were thousands of geeks and you were, I don't know, it just blew me away. And I'm so, I don't know if honored is the right word or just, yeah. I'm blown away by that yeah. People actually want to use this as a focal point for
right.
that as well.
Right. Well, this is great, and we'll check back in with you as you get some of the machinery in here. And what's your time frame for kind of opening to the public?
Our goal is September 30th, and that's a very ambitious goal, but we want to have a pretty good subset of functionality here. We want to have the workbenches set up. We want to have a lot of the tools and some of the machines and some of the welders and so on set up and ready for people to start actually working. But it'll take us a while to fill.